We're ready to begin Bez Hashem, Shir number 4, Shir Dalid. We heard a Shir Klali from the Rosh Hashiva yesterday about the Hemshech of the Gemara, which Bez Hashem Linetta we're going to get to. The Rosh Hashiva spoke about some topics which are not directly related to us, the idea of the Gneva aspect involved in the Rashi's coming up. So that's something which Bez Hashem in the coming days we're going to revisit that. But before we do, let's finish off what we were in the middle of. We were in the middle of discussing the drasha of Inosan that the Gemara says, Nosan mikol makom, which teaches us that when he gives the get, it doesn't have to be only in her hand, even though the pasuk actually says biyada, but it could be begaga chatzer v'kafefa. It could be in anywhere which is similar to her hand, anything that's in her rishus. That's where the Gemara has the drasha. So until now, we've learned Rashi's pshat, we've learned the Ramban's pshat, we've learned an alternative to the Ramban's pshat from the Ran. Those were two pshatim in the Yerushalmi. We have three pshatim so far. Let's take a look and see what Tosfos on the page has to say on this topic. Zog Tosfos, Tamalai Mavin Nozan, Vim Toimar. Vim toimar. Why am I skipping the first word of the Dibur Maskel, by the way, of the Tosfos? Because every Perek, the first Tosfos and the first Rashi also, of every Perek, always starts off with the name of the Perek, the first word of the Perek. Even though that's not really the Dibur Maskel. It's just telling you what Perek that part is up to. Originally, the Rashi and the Tosfos were printed separately, not on the Gemara itself. So they write the beginning of every parak, they have the first word of every parak in the beginning of every parak. But the Dibur Maskel is Tamalom Avinosan. Okay? So Zog Tosfos, interesting piece of information. Zog Tosfos, Vim Toimar, Alas Akasha, what's the Kasha? Minema Avinosan, Klal. Why don't we say that Vinosan is a Klal and Biyada is a Prat? Biyada is a Klal is a generality, generalization. And a prat is something specific. So the rule is that when you have a klal and then a prat, ein bechlal el masha beprat. You don't have in the klal except that which is in the prat. And let me explain that in English. Okay? How does it work when the Torah is telling you to do something? Torah says vinosan. So when the Torah says vinosan, that's very general. Vinosan is very general. And put. It could be in all sorts of places. It doesn't say where to put it. Then the Torah follows with a specific word. It says biyada. It tells you specifically where to put it. So now this idea of telling you where to put it is very specific. So why is the Torah telling you that? It must be ein bichlal ela ma'aseh b'prat. Even though the Torah began by telling you a generalization, you can put, which we would think means, put it anywhere. Torah continues and tells you another word, a prat, a specific detail, and tells you, no, don't put it anywhere. You can only put it where? Only biyada. In her hand and nowhere else. That's the rule of understanding the Torah with the concept of klal uprat. First there's a klal, then there's a prat. It means that it is limited to the specific thing that it says in the Prat. The specific thing that it says in the Torah, the Prat. In our case, what would that mean? That would mean that when giving a Gerushin, he would only be able to put it in her hand, he would not be able to put it anywhere else. Nowhere else. So, Tosfos says, Akasha, Im Kain, we have L'chaira in our Pasuk, a Klal U'Prat, why would the Gemara be able to say, Gagach v'chatzer v'chafeifa is also included. L'chaira klal uprat means it's limited to the hand and only the hand. Tosfos kasha. Okay? Now I'm going to put a question on the table. Is this a kasha on the Gemara? Is it a kasha on Rashi? Is it a kasha on both? Anybody have anything to say on that one? Kasha on Rashi and the Gemara. Meaning, On Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. Okay, you want to explain yourself?
It's not.
It's not a question on Rashi?
Where's that first
he would have started off with Pirush HaKotris. If it was a Kasha on Rashi, he would have started off with Pirush HaKotris. Because tomorrow, he didn't start off with Pirush HaKotris, that implies that it's not a Kasha on Rashi. Okay, that's a nice argument. What?
Question on the Gemara and the Mishnah.
Question on the Gemara and the Mishnah. What do you mean?
According to the question, why you shouldn't be focusing on the Nusan at all. I mean, you shouldn't be focusing on the Nusan at all. Rather, you should be focusing on Biyada. If you're focusing on Biyada, then you shouldn't be able to put in a Chatzar, which is what the Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains.
So, what? What's the question? I don't understand.
But Tosfos' question is, like, isn't that it's a cloud of prop?
Okay.
Which means you go like the prop, which is more specific. This okay. Case being biyada.
Yeah.
So if you would follow the biyada, you would think that you it has to be specifically in the hand. It can't be chutzah.
That's for sure true. That Tosfos is pushing for there to be a different halacha, right? The halacha of the Mishnah is migureshes. Yeah. The halacha of the Brice is migureshes, even in the Gaga Chatera of the Karfefa. But Tosfos is pushing that it should not be Megureshes. That's for sure true. But I want to know, as far as specifically, is he asking Kasha on the Gemara? Is he asking Kasha on Rashi or both?
I'd say he's asking a question on Gemara.
Specifically on the Gemara. Because of the point of the different halacha, you're saying.
Yeah. I agree.
What did you say?
Do we also?
Yeah.
The Gemara is trying to back up the Mishnah.
How do you argue against Rashi?
The Mishnah, so technically, it's actually going on it, but it's specifically going on the Gemara. It's not arguing on the Mishnah.
Okay. I would say it's actually going only on the Mishnah.
Only on the Mishnah itself.
It could be, no.
I wouldn't think so because the Braisa, he's explaining the Braisa. The Gemara, the Braisa in the Gemara says the Drasha from the Nosan to include Gaga Chatzer VeKarfeifa, right? The drasha in the brisa includes those. Tosfos is asking Akasha and saying it should not include those. So let's leave this question open ended for a second.
He's only asking. Let's say he's saying that you shouldn't go by the yada, which is only exclusive. Then we're asking on the Mishnah because then you shouldn't be able to say Hatzera.
Fine, but that's the same thing also on the Gemara.
I mean, how the Gemara brings that Brisa too. The Mishnah is the one that's saying Chatzir.
The Brisa does too. Look inside. It's under your notebook.
How about the Akasha and Rashi? It's not.
Why is not a Akasha and Rashi?
Because Rashi's only referring to... Vinasan the Yoda, meaning there's no other... It's not the Vinasan that we're arguing about. Meaning... Actually, no, it would be Akasha on Rashi also. You were saying that it's only on... On Biyada, and was saying, but had the Gemara say Chatzer in Gag. Nashi said, yeah, so maybe it would be also Kasha and Rashi.
Oh, so you're coming right, you're saying it's also Kasha and Rashi. Okay, we have basically two options over here. One is that it's really a Kasha on the Gemara Mishnah, right? And the other option right now that we're suggesting is that maybe it's really a Kasha also on Rashi too, in how Rashi's explaining the Gemara, right? Now, let's leave the question on the side for a second, and let's bring up the Ramban for a second, okay? The Ramban, the Ran that we learned, they say that what's the Pshat in the Gemara? The Pshat in the Gemara is that it says Vinosan, Vinosan, right? Double Lashon, or maybe a Miut Achar Miut. If you learn that the Pshat is that it's a double Lashon, when the Gemara says Vinosan, Tamaloy Mar Vinosan, Mikol Mokum, it says Vinosan twice, an extra time. So then would Tosfos ask the Kasha? Would Tosfos ask his Kasha the name of Vinosan Mikol Mokum?
No, we're saying it should cancel it out.
What?
You're saying it should cancel it out, so it's a question on them also.
You're saying it should cancel it out? What do you mean?
When a club would refute their answer.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that really it wouldn't be a kasha on them, but it would be a counter to them.
Yeah.
In other words, like this. Let me speak this out there to be clear. When I say that it's a kasha on them, I don't only mean that it's different halacha. Obviously, Tosfos says different halacha. But also what I'm talking about is how to view the drasha. The Gemara is giving a drasha of a nasan, which means that it includes things other than the yad, other than her hands, right? Fine. Comes Tosa and says, no, the drasha should not include things other than the hand because the way the drasha should be made is klal, vinasan is a klal, but then afterwards there's a prat, and the klal and then a prat should be limited to only the prat, only the other. So don't just stop with the word vinasan. Also realize that it says biyada right afterwards, and it should be a klalu prat. That's Tosva's kasha. That's only a kasha if the drush is just based on that word, vinasan, teaching me anything. But if you say that the drusha, the idea of the drusha is that there's an extra word of vinasan, right? There's a double lashon. So then it's not just simply that you have the word vinasan tells you anything. Don't stop with the vinasan. It's vinasan, which is an extra word that's telling you anything. You hear that? You hear the difference? Let me make sure. I'm going to use my whiteboard for a second. Okay? You have here the pasuk. It says, Vinasan biyada. Okay? Everybody see that? Vinasan biyada. Okay? So the problem is that if I just have the word Vinasan and I don't have the word biyada, so then what ends up happening is that, let's say, I just have the word Vinasan, no biyada. So I say, Vinasan, put it. Put it where? Put anywhere. So you see, the word Vinasan is being marbet. Right, it's including a lot of things. Now that could be shot in our Gemara. Tam aloy mar vinasan mikol mokum, you put it anywhere, right? Who says that's the drasha? Who learned the drasha that way?
Gemara.
Rashi. Right. But let's say the drasha is vinasan, and there's another word vinasan, right? So let's say it's an extra word. So since there's an extra word in the Chumash, so that's what's teaching me this new halacha. You hear how that's a different type of a drasha? It's not just the word vinasan is very kolyistic, so therefore it includes everything. No. The idea is that there's an extra word which is teaching me this chiddush, right? Two different types of drushas.
Extra word?
Yeah. It says vinasan twice. That's the Ramban. It's two different types of drushas. Okay? Until now, guys, we're just reviewing now the different shittas that we've seen on Sunday. Okay? Or if you say miyut achar miyut, it says vinasan once, and then it says biyada, and then it says biyada again. It's a miyut achar miyut, which is a special drasha to teach me also gaga v'chaser v'kafeifa. Right? You hear that nekuda? That is a special drasha to teach me to include the other things. It's not just the generality of the word vinasan. It's a special drasha to include the other things. You hear that? So it comes out like this. Comes Tosfos and says, I have the word Vinasan. I have the word Vinasan, that's general. I have the word Biyada, which is very specific. So the rule is, when I have general and then specific, Klal Uprat, so Ein Lecha Ela Masha Beprat. I can only give the get to the specific example that was given in the Chumash. Biyada. That's Tosfos's question, right? So what am I showing us? That question is a powerful question only if your drasha is based on the fact that Vinasan is general. But if the question is not based on that, if the question is based on the fact that there's an extra word to teach you that this is also acceptable, so then it's a different type of a drasha, and Tosa's question is not a kasha. You might still have avizara. Okay, so now I have two conflicting drushas. Which one do I go with? Seder, that's an issue which we could think about, but at the end of the day, we realize that Tosa's kasha is l'chara targeting Rashi's version of the Gemara, Rashi's version of the drasha. Okay? Not that it's extra, but that extra in the way to be dorish it,
is that it doesn't need
it. You don't dorish it as a klalu prat. You don't dorish it as a klalu prat. You have a klal, and then what's the prat doing? The prat is doing. You know what? Let me speak out what you're saying very nicely, because I think it's going to bring out this point very well. I like it, Akiva. Very good. Okay? The way Rashi sets it up, we have our word vinasan over here, and we have our word biyada over here. So, this is a klal. Tells you can put it anywhere, right? What do you do with this word? We're erasing it. We're not erasing it. What are we doing with this word? It says biyada here. What are we doing with it?
We're
what?
Learning something.
What are we learning?
Not just
biyada. Not just biyada, but it had not just anywhere, you mean? Because the word doesn't tell you put it anywhere. What does the word biyada teach me?
Jumya, anything similar.
Anything similar to yada. You can't put it anywhere. You have to put it similar to yada, right?
According to
that's what Rashi says. Rashi, there's plenty Rashi right now. So comes Taisvis and says, Rashi, that's not how to explain a klaluprat. That's not how to explain a klaluprat. You have a klal and you have a prat. The way to be explain a klal prat is that the klal tells you where you put it, the prat tells you where to put it. Where are you going to put it? Biyada, in her hand. Not anywhere similar to her hand. That's not a klal prat. A klal prat means that you put it in her hand and nothing else, no other option. So essentially, Tosfos is accusing Rashi of not knowing how to learn a klal uprat, right?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. What do you mean?
Same.
Tully is not happy about this. Tully, I don't blame you. It sounds pretty bad for Rashi right now. What do you say?
Rebbe's last statement is just he's not assuming that Rashi's not learning a klal uprat.
Very good. It sounds Rashi Lachaira is not learning a klal uprat. To which Tosfos is saying, why not? Should be. Good. Right? Hagufa. Okay. So let's continue in the Tosfos. At least now we appreciate where is Tosfos' kasha coming from. Right? It's not just Stam, he's like, hey guys, you know, let's write a Tosfos today. It'll be Gishmak. No. When you learn the Rashi, if you know the rules of Klal Uprat, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Bishlosh Remidos, right? If you know the rules of Klal Uprat, so then you learn this Gemara, you learn the Rashi, and you say, hey Rashi, what are you doing? What are you trying to pull over here?
How do you not learn a Klal Uprat if it is one? Meaning Rashi is...
Okay, that's what we're saying. That's Tosfos is saying. This is problematic.